Friday, 25th week, Ordinary Time 2. The first reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot the plant. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to drain, and a time to seal. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time to war, and a time of peace. What advantage had the worker from his toil? I have considered the task what God had appointed for the sons of men to be busied about. He had made everything appropriate to its time, and had put the timeless into their hearts, without man ever discovering. From beginning to end, the work which God had done. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 18 to 22. One, when Jesus were praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets had arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elder, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Human beings are unable to understand all of God's work through history. Living in the world, people recognize their limitations because they are dependent on God, time, circumstances, and environment. If they know how to plan according to the elements, they shall be successful. If not, they shall certainly be failure. In total contrasting with human beings, God always does anything right because he knows all things and does not depend on any above elements. Today's readings emphasize on the difference between God and human being. In the first reading, the author of Qohelet, after did a research on all human business, recognized that there is an appointed time for everything and a time of every affair under the heavens. People must be patient to wait for the appointed time to do everything. They are unable to rush their work and hope for a good result. Why God does not depend on time. Whatever He wants, that thing it existed. In the Gospel, even Jesus' apostles knew He is the Messiah. They wanted Him to be a powerful Messiah who shall use His power to destroy their enemies and to recover the sublime position for the Israelites. Why Jesus revealed for them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Second analysis, a first reading. He had made everything appropriate to its time, and had put the timeless into human hearts. First, people need to do the right work at the time to attain a good result. The Vietnamese pay attention to those three important elements which help them to be successful in any area. They are God's providence, good opportunity, and human harmony. If there is lack of any of the three elements, they shall certainly be fouler. Let's examine each of them. First, God's providence. It is control of all things that happen in the universe. Human beings must know of His control through phenomena and orders in the world, such as sunshine, rain, wind, snow, spring, summer, fall and winter, etc. For example, in agriculture, if people know of these things, they will know how to do their works according to God's control of the world, not according to their own desire. They know when to sow, to thin out, to wait for, and to harvest. Those who do not understand His control shall sow at the harvest time. Therefore, their work is not in harmony with His time and shall never give a good result. Moreover, after sowing, people must also be patient to wait for a necessary time before they harvest. If they harvest too soon, their products will not be ripe. If they harvest too late, their products shall be spoiled. Second, good opportunity. It is a chance that happened to people. For example, also as in agriculture, if a farmer had a good field, not too high, so plants will not be ripe due to lack of water, not too low, so plants will not be spoiled due to flood. Moreover, his harvest also depends on fertilizer and insecticide, etc. If people do not take an opportunity when it comes to invest, they will not be successful. Third, in harmony with others. Lastly, people must know how to rightly treat others and with love. One should not weep at a wedding feast and laugh at a funeral, as Kohelet said, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and no time to dance. Moreover, people are not able to apply a treatment for everyone, but must be depending on their mood and temper. As the author said, a time to rant and a time to sew, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Human heart is very complicated and changed. If one does not know how to properly behave, he shall be failed. Second point, God does not depend on anything. In contrasting with people, God always does everything properly and on time, because he does not depend on time, and human time is in his hand. He also does not depend on chances, because he knows everything that happened and he gives opportunity to people. He is not dependent on people, but all people must depend on him. The author of Kohelet confirmed, God had made everything appropriate to his time and had put the tablet into their hearts without man ever discovering, from beginning to end, the work which God had done. Second, the gospel. The Son of Man must suffer greatly and will resurrect on the third day. Third point. The need to recognize the Messiah identity. One day Jesus is praying alone. His disciples are also there with him. He put a question to them, who people say I am? First, people did not recognize Jesus' identity. The disciples say that some call you John the Baptist. Herod himself thought Jesus is John the Baptist, who had been raised from death. Some called you the prophet Elijah. The Israelites believe Elijah is not dead. He was taken away by God and hidden in a secret place. He will be back to repair the way for the Messiah. Some called you one of former prophets had been raised up. Second, Peter confessed Jesus' identity. Then he said to them, but you, who do you say that I am? Peter said in reply, the Christ of God. The relationship between a man and God is an individual relationship. Others can tell us about God, or they can only show us the way or create an opportunity for us to meet him. But to live our relationship with God, we need to spend time to learn, to pray, and to live this relationship by ourselves. Second point, the need to recognize the Messiah way of salvation. According to Jewish tradition, they believe a Messiah who will come in power and mighty to destroy their enemies, become a king, and recover honor and power for Israel. This is not God's will. He wanted his Messiah to suffer and to die to set people free from their sin, to give them eternal life. Jesus foretold two things to his disciples. First, the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed. second, and on the third day be raised. His sufferings are temporary, but he will resurrect gloriously on the third day. Application in life. To attain a desired result, we need to do things on time, at a proper place, and in harmony with others. To attain the final goals of our life, we need to know who Jesus is, to understand what he revealed, and to do what he commanded. We should not question God why he does not do things this way or that way, but we must find out his way and to do our works according to his way. Amen.